This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. As South Louisiana settles into recovery mode following historic flooding, the State Bond Commission met Tuesday to talk about Louisiana's fiscal situation. The state's financial advisor, Renee Boiscourt, says the impact of the flooding on the state's budget is still undetermined.
Every day, a little bit of new information comes in with respect to the revenue side and also the expenditure side, particularly associated with the floods.
In the Sales Tax Streamlining and Modernization Commission meeting, Agricultural Commissioner Mike Strain says the flooding across South Louisiana has impacted everything from sugarcane to soybeans to rice to crawfish.
The early estimates are a net loss of $110 million without considering the loss to our seafood industry, our crawfish, that could easily reach $200 million.
20 parishes are included in the federal disaster declaration. One of the hardest hit was Livingston. Predominantly rural, Livingston Parish law enforcement is asking the state for permission to extend the repayment time as they borrow money to help pay for their response and recovery.
It's normally 10 years is would raise some concerns, but we're not in normal circumstances.
And State Treasurer John Kennedy suggests other local government agencies may be doing the same thing.
We're going to probably see a number of these folks.
Even before the flooding, the state was preparing to take out a revenue anticipation note in order to have cash on hand to pay bills. The amount of that loan has not been finalized yet.
Department of Revenue is working on estimating the impact of the flood on receipts.
Director of State Bond Commission Layla Fulce says they expect to have workable numbers by September 15th. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.